Today, will retail go lower ahead? Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, we look at the latest retail trade turnover figures for July, which were released by the ABS today. It's a quick post because I'm working on the month-end data, so short but hopefully sweet. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's in the comments below. The ABS released the retail trade turnover figures today for July 2018. The noisy seasonally adjusted numbers returned to no growth on last month, which, by the way, had exceeded expectations in June. This is what will be reported, I suspect, and it equates to 2.7% annual growth. However, as usual, we look beyond the seasonally adjusted series to the trend data, which provides a better, longer-term indication of what's really happening. In fact, on an annual basis, retail is sitting at 3.1% for the past 12 months, still well above both wages growth and inflation, which of course are both at circa 2%. So we can conclude that households are still spending, but financial pressures are crimping their style. Savings are being raided and credit extended further. But 3.1% is reasonably healthy given the state of things. The data is reported firstly by major category, with household goods sitting at 3.8% annually, food retailing at 2.7%, departmental stores at 2.5%, and clothing and footwear at 1.4%. The state annual data, on the same basis, highlights significant contrasts across the country, with Victoria leading the charge at a massive 5.4%, followed by Tasmania at 4.7%, the ACT at 4.2%, New South Wales at 3.7%, South Australia at 2.8%, and Queensland at 1.4%. But Western Australia is down 0.5%. And I suspect this is an indication of what may come more broadly. Now, we often see a correlation between home price growth and retail spending. And as a result, we suspect Victoria will slide lower now, given the fact that in the past quarter, values fell in Victoria for the first time. The mix of low incomes and rising costs, coupled with the latest home price falls, suggests to me that retail will be struggling ahead as shops continue to discount heavily to turnover trade. Indeed, you could say that the retail turnover data actually tells us very little in terms of margin and profit, and the data from our own SME survey suggests that it is really tough for many across retailing in discretionary categories, while food costs are still rising. Later, we will get a read on the latest GDP, but it looks like household consumption will not be providing a significant leg up to the next set of indicators. Finally, online retail turnover contributed 5.5% to total retail turnover in original terms in July, a slight fall from 5.7% last month. So to conclude, it looks like economic momentum is likely to flag in the weeks and months ahead. We're going to get more data on this in the next few days. If you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. The link is in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.